feel like having a party. I feel like getting down. I wanna have you with me, baby. So let's go out on the town. Well, you're looking so hot and pretty in that sexy dress. Let's hit the dance floor, baby. Come on, let's make a mess.
We came here to party.
I do realize is that we interrupt your cleaning up sometimes on a Saturday morning. And I know there was one person I just got off the phone with, and she said that I'm just causing her to keep her house dirty because she can't clean up on Saturday morning because I'm playing this music and she's got to stop to dance, and she's dancing with her broom, and the pile of trash that she had put in there to sweep, now it's scattered all over the place because she was dancing and the broom was flying and pushing the trash all over the place. I'm sorry. All I can tell you is that I'm sorry, but I promised you I'm living up to my promise, because I promised you at 8 o'clock this morning, I told him that, told you I would come in and entertain you with the best in sounds. But I'm going to slow this one down because Clifton Chenier says, you promised me love, and all of you promised me love because I played the music that you would love to hear. So let us play this one right here by Clifton Chenier called You Promised Me Love. I promise also that I will not play too much upbeat, and you will just slow down and enjoy yourself while you're cleaning your house. Here we go. And remember, too, the patate douce, the pomme de terre and bon salade. Oh, yeah, yeah. C'est saison à stir.
All right.
Mm-hmm. m'a promettre l'amour.
Just grab the one next to you and just say, I love you.
Thank you.
JB, that's going out for you now. Now, you put that broom aside. Shirley, put that broom aside too now. Grab Mr. DeYoung and say, let's go. Let's do it right now. John Delaforce, two-step. That was John Delaforce and featuring Gino, of course, and the Mamu Two-Step. Why don't we just play something called Blues Stay Away From Me? You know, sometimes people just don't like the blues too much. But anyway, why don't we just play Blues Stay Away From Me? Listen to this one. He shouldn't have no blues on this Saturday morning. JB in the chair, 88.7 FM, Zydeco at its best, right here. We'll be right back. Good morning to Zydeco Bonnie, and we're playing something for you, something by Lynn August and the Rockin' Accordion at 17 past. I'm sorry, Shirley. In August and the Rockin' Accordion on this Saturday morning. You're listening to Zydeco Sampas LA on KRVS 88.7 FM. And your host is sitting in the chair all this time from 8 o'clock until this time right now, and none other than JB. Every Saturday morning, we come out here and entertain you with the best in sounds of Zydeco music. Old, new, and all of those kind of in between and all that we try to get you done. And we may just drop in. We may slip some little blues or something, a little something out of the ordinary. I have something coming up pretty soon. And I think you will enjoy this one. But anyway, in the meantime, let's listen to Terrence Simeon on this Saturday morning. And he calls this title one. It's called, let's see, You Go Your Way and I'll Go Mine. Here we go.
Me, and you're thinking of me, but you know you could be wrong. You say you told me that you wanna hold me, but you know you're not that strong. I just can't do what I've done before. I just can't face way you disturb me, and you don't deserve me. But you know sometimes you lie. You say you're shaking and you're always aching, but you know how hard you try. Sometimes it gets so hard to care. It can't be that way everywhere. I'm gonna let you pass. Yes, and I'm gonna lie. Then the time will tell who has failed, who's been left behind.
You go your way, I go mine.
Terrence Simeon, good morning to you, and hope that everything is going well for you and all of your entire family. And coming up is it's a special song that I find that is quite fitting for this part of the country. And, of course, and my family. My mother used to love to waltz, and, in fact, she taught me how to waltz. And my sister, Mako, she loved to waltz as well. Mako, if you're listening, good morning to you. And Dello up in Birmingham, Alabama. And also my sister right here in Baton Rouge, Tope. And then you have Put all the way in California, Inglewood. And my brother in Los Angeles area, Edward. And then my baby sister, Monica, right here in Houston, Texas. Joyce, cousin, first cousin, Quintella, all of the first cousin, Barbara and Dolores. Oh, I got a bunch of them. I can't remember them all. But anyway, good morning to all of you, and hope that you'll enjoy this one by Chris Ordway called La Louisiane. All of you waltzers, like Zydeco Bonnie, I know she will enjoy this one too. And Shirley and Miss Boxy. Here we go. .482-6991 is the number here. In case you want to give us a call, you're certainly welcome to do so.
My cop, they don't love me no more. So I gotta leave La Louisiane. And if I leave La Louisiane, I vow never to return unless my love calls again. We'll be right back.
the chance to tell her that I'm sorry. So I got to go back to Louisiana to lay in my grave so I can be with her again.
I hope you enjoyed this selection. It's Chris Ordway. You did an excellent job on this. We'll let you play Wolf Koshon. Why don't you do that? Anyway, Wolf Koshon. Back to back was Chris Ordway with one was La Louisiane and then Wolf Koshon. I gotta wish a happy birthday to a special individual. And she's celebrating her 13th birthday today, and the mother is so proud of her. And of course, we all proud of her. And that's Sydney Angel. Good morning to you, Sydney. JB wishing you a very happy 13th birthday. You want to dance? let's get up and dance. Cora Ladeh says, get up and dance, Sydney. Why don't you just do it? I can see you now. Send me a picture sometime. I want to see you dance. It's Cora Ladeh on the Saturday morning with 37 past 10 o'clock. We are now into this third segment of Zydeco Song Pasale. And look like it's kind of picking up a little bit.
What?
You know, Jeffrey is going to be at Blue Moon this coming Friday.
Oh, okay.
And then he's going to be over at Old Darby's Saturday for a big birthday celebration for his wife. Along with Curtis Poulard and A Touch of Class.
All right.
And then Rusty Matoir is going to be over at Frank's Ranch on the 2nd.
Oh, Frank's Ranch.
Yeah, Frank's Ranch.
Ranch.
Yeah.
With all them cows and horses.
Yes.
He got so many of them. When you pass by his place, you can't see him because they're so healthy. He's scared somebody's going to steal him. So he put him in the back of the field where you can't see him.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Got some real nice looking stuff.
Does he go around when you let him out? Does he go around and pick up the placa?
Yeah. And if anybody needs some, he'll sell you some placa. Nah. Well, what you use that for?
Well, actually, you can use that to heat. But you use it
to eat
fresh. No, to heat.
Oh, I know you don't eat it.
No. The thing is that it's good. It's good for athletes' feet.
Yeah, I remember you did say
toe
that,
cheese.
Yeah, but that's when you can get it when it's fresh.
Yeah,
you
can
put your feet in it, but a lot of it, you know, be dry and stuff like that.
Yeah, when it's dry and hard,
and it's
people use it to heat.
Yeah, and then you can use it in your flower beds. It's good
that's
for your
right.
plant.
Yeah.
Yep. I see Philip Victorian, they're doing his services today, which is actually going on right now at Cumbrie's Funeral Home in Lake Charles, Philip Victorian, and they're having his services from 10 to 12:30 at Cumbrie, then they're going to move the body to Immaculate Heart of Mary on Opelousas Street for services that's going to start at 1 o'clock today. And we want to just extend our condolences to the family because we know it's tough to all of his kids and his son-in-laws and daughter-in-laws. It's just a tough time, and went mm-hmm. last night to the viewing, and a lot of his grandkids were talking about the kind of things that he did. And, you know, you always have that at all wakes and stuff, you know, to kind of, you know, put your memories out there and let the people know what kind of person that person was. So that was last night, and they're having those services that's going on today for him, for Philip Victorian, and he will be laid to rest in Lake Charles. And I think it's at the same cemetery that it's going to be Cumbrie Cemetery. And I think mm-hmm. it's going to be where his mother and father was also laid to rest. So that is what is happening in Lake Charles.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. So what else going on?
How old was he anyway, though?
84. I think that's right. 84.
Yeah.
Yep. So a lot of people I hadn't seen in a long time. And, you know, you sit there and you know, in this day and age, you really have to know people.
That's right.
Because of the mask. You have your mask on.
Yeah.
If you don't know them, you know, you can't recognize them because you can't get that full feature.
And if you haven't seen them for a while.
And you haven't seen them for a while because people that's change. True. People look different than what they are.
That's true.
You know, so going on there. Gino's going to be in Church Point tonight. I forgot where he told me he's going to be. I saw him yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to be in Church Point. And let's see, Margaret and Alan, I know they're all the McIntyres. They're having their family reunion. That's in Tennessee. So hopefully they're having a great weekend. I mean, it's a beautiful weekend. You're outside. I mean,
it's so comfortable.
Yeah, it is nice out. So people should be nice to each other and take care of each other, and let's get away from them. Guns. Them guns is just going crazy. Young people, you know, and what happens with a shooting, you lose the person who gets shot, mothers, where are your child? What are they doing? What's going on in their life? And you lose the one who's doing the shooting.
That's right.
And then you have enemies between the families. You know, at that point. So
it never seemed to end.
Yeah, never seemed to end. And it continues. So you did my family, I'm going to do yours. You do yours, I'm going to do mine. It keep an extension going on. Yeah. But mothers, just know, and fathers, know where your kids are, what they're doing, when they leave. You know, when you are 16 and 17 and you're not home for 12 o'clock, that's a bad sign.
Yes,
and I know you're trying to help them and let them grow, and I don't want my kid to be like I was. I'm not going to raise my child like I was raised because my parents was too tough. But guess what? You have an opportunity to have kids. Your kids will not have an opportunity to have kids because your kids is out when they shouldn't be out. So give them that opportunity. Be tough on them. So what? You're tough on them. So what if they don't like you? They might not like you for a little while, but when they're going to want to eat, they're going to love you. You know, feed them, and you know, and be tough.
The thing too, Melvin, is that, you know, you raising a child, you provide everything. You got your food, your heat, clothes, bed, and you provide shelter for them.
Sure.
And then you can't tell them what to do.
Yeah, that's a problem.
That's going to be a problem.
And it starts with the first time they get smart with you, and you let them get away.
Mm-hmm.
The first time, bust him in the mouth. I mean, yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, you got to stop the stopper, and it comes out the mouth. Stop the stopper, you know. But anyway, we were working with the 100, and we were working with the juvenile kids today. We are working with the juvenile kids.
Yeah, that's what y'all learned today.
Astor Street, you know, and getting them to make those steps of getting out into society, you know. So it takes steps, and working with Judge Bro and her court system, juvenile court system, and helping. We had 19 kids today.
19.
I call them kids because they are kids to me compared to my age.
Yes.
Young men and young women were out there, so we have a guy that's out there helping out and strategically making those plans of showing them how to work together, how to help each other, how to play safely with each other. You know, and everything doesn't have to be serious. So that's what we're doing.
That's
going to be until 12 o'clock.
We need that.
Yeah, and it's a lot of help. And they need to see good, because a lot of time kids don't have an opportunity to see good. Mm-mm. You know, but that's just some things that we as the elderly have to start. When we see the young people, speak to them. Quit saying that they so bad. I can't speak to them. I'm scared of them. Don't be scared of them. Just speak to them and give them respect. Because nowadays, you get respect when you give respect. When we came up, the elderly got respect. Whether you don't even try. Don't you try it.
Don't you
Don't try that. So they demanded and got respect.
You would lose out.
Oh, yeah, you're going to lose.
Heartbeat.
Oh, yeah, you're going to lose.
Oh, yeah.
So, but nowadays, it has reversed.
Well, we have, and we're going to play some music in a second here. We have a problem also is that when we in correction and correcting the child that you wanted to correct, sometimes the parent has to do a little physical contact.
Right.
And when you do a little physical contact, then if the child called the police, then you're in trouble.
So they
think. But you're raising your child to prevent them from going into being in the incarceration system, and you don't want to do that. Let's play some music by Rockin' Dope C. Junior.
One thing about it.
Yeah.
Let them call 911 to come over there, because the police department know you're trying to raise their kid. They'd rather you raise them than they raise them.
They raise them.
So I'm going to call the cops. Call the cops. Because you did something wrong, and I'm going to correct you. I'd rather correct you than they correct you.
That's right.
So don't worry about it, parents. Let them call the law. Teddy butt. But anyway.
It just so happened.
It just so happened.
The song is called Funky Butt.
I went to a party down in New Orleans. Everybody jamming on the floor, if you know what I mean. The dance they were doing all over the floor. And then a man on the bandstand yelled, "Everybody, let's go! Everybody, let's funky butt until you get enough. You got to shake your booty down all the way to the ground. And then you're doing up nice and slow, just shaking it more and more. Nobody else in the room can do the funky butt like you.
Yeah, you're right. Up here.
This dance is moving, it's really
out of sight.
Rocking and rolling and jamming till the morning light. Everybody just rolling, and moving to the groove. Make your feet go to bat, make your body gonna move. Everybody let's funk it up until you get enough. You gotta shake your booty down all the way to the ground. And then you lean up nice and slow, and you're coming up more and more. Nobody else in the room can do the funky butt like you.
Yeah, you right.
clap your hands and stomp your feet. You got good rhythm to the beat. There's just something you got to know. This groove is so funky you can even do some zydeco. You're moving it slowly from side to side. Keep it moving, baby, you know you're doing all right. My head is spinning, and I ain't lying. This funky butt dance could go till the end of time. Everybody, that's funky butt, gonna tell you it enough. You got to shake your booty down, all the way to the ground. And then you shake it up nice and slow, then you're moving it more and more. Nobody else in the room can do the funky butt like you. Yeah, you rock.
Man, I sure wish I could take a song and make it sound.
Curly Taylor, Kiss Me Like You Miss Me.
My time.
Curly Taylor. Yeah, now on that.
What CD is that?
Oh, yeah, then you got to play the other song on there, Just You for the Bow Down Club.
Just You.
Just after this, okay. Just You for the Bow Down Club.
I got it coming up.
Got you.
Put you on my mind all the time, reminiscing on the love that we made. Thinking about it takes my breath away. All the freaky deaky things that we do. I know you love me, I love you too. I'm coming home to be with you tonight. And when I get there, baby, let me feel you kiss me.
I know you can kiss me like you miss me, but I think this one here, Just You.
That's for all the bow down club this morning.
Yeah.
That sometimes we don't say it and don't express it, but the other spouse, whoever you may be, the man or the woman, this is just for you this morning.
And Mr. Duyon, it's going out to you.
This is also going out to my nephew and my niece, El Rey and Bernice. And Bernice, this is what El Rey wants to tell you on your 50th wedding anniversary. Congratulations. Go ahead, Toby. Say it.
Just me. So if you cry at night, let me hold you tight. We'll lock down all the doors. Baby, I'm yours. No need to be afraid. All else has been said. Lady, I got your back. Baby, I'm yours. It's just you, baby. Just me.
Ball Caravan here on KRVS. I'm Cecil Doyle, broadcasting an array of great late morning music of all sorts, mixed with local arts and entertainment listings, live and studio performances, and so much more. The Medicine Ball Caravan, Mondays through Thursdays at 11, here on KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. Earthbeat has been bringing the pulse of the world to Southwest Louisiana and beyond since the late 1980s. I'm Cecil Doyle. Join me for Earthbeat every Sunday night at 7 p.m. and Thursday evenings at 8 p.m. Earthbeat, here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles, krvs.org.
Find past episodes, playlists, and information from all of your favorite programs on our website, krvs.org, and follow us on Facebook, KRVS Public Media. Every Monday at noon is Harpistry, music of the harp from across the globe, or on demand anytime at krvs.org.
Acadiana Center for the Arts has a new lineup of live music performances coming in October. The Almond Betts Band plays October 5th and 6th, followed by the Del McCurry Band on October 14th. Brooklyn-based band The Lone Bellow will take the stage on October 19th. More information about these and other arts and entertainment events is available at acadianacenterforthearts.org and on Facebook and Instagram.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.